All news, all the time. News, traffic, and weather for the Bay Area. All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
It's Friday, August 4th, 2017, coming up on KCBS. Why the San Jose Police Department's decided to put more cops on the street this weekend. A look at the four-legged contestants taking part in a surfing event in Pacifica. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has vowed to crack down on leakers in Washington, D.C. Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral, KCBS News Time 131.
CBS News Update. The federal government has a warning for leakers of classified information to the media.
We will find you. We will investigate you.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and Attorney General Jeff Sessions promising to prosecute anyone found leaking info to the media or elsewhere. Sessions says the amount of leaks has sharply increased.
In the first 6 months of this administration, the Department of Justice has already received nearly as many criminal referrals involving unauthorized disclosures of classified information as we received in the previous 3 years combined.
Sessions says it may not be easy to go after the leakers, but it has to be done.
These cases to investigate and prosecute are never easy, but cases will be made and leakers will be held accountable.
The announcement comes 1 week after President Trump complained Sessions was weak in cracking down on those leaks. CBS News Update. I'm Bill Rakoff.
KCBS News Time 132. Surfing aficionados are gearing up for a big competition this weekend at Lindemar State Beach in Pacifica. This surfing contest, however, is a little different than most. It's the second annual World Dog Surfing Championship. To find out how the pooches train for the event and how to enter, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with A.K. Crump, the man who conceived of the idea and author of Dog's Guide to Surfing. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. I can't get my dog to climb the stairs. How do you get him to surf?
Well, you know, it really comes down to trust. A lot of the dog surfers are dogs that just love to be with their humans, their owners, and they trust them very much, and they want to be with them, and that's generally how it starts. They go to the beach together, and they just kind of hang out.
All right. Now, you don't tie the dog's ankle to the surfboard the way humans do, right?
No, absolutely not. In fact, that's not allowed, because if the dog falls off, it doesn't have hands to untie the leash.
Okay, that's good to know then. So tell us about this contest. How does it work out? I mean, they have a human with them then, right, on the board?
Yeah, basically the humans put the dogs on the board. They take them out to the waves, to the area they call the lineup, and then they find a good wave, and then they release the board, and the dog surfs it back into shore. And if it's a dog and a human, then it's basically the human just climbs on and surfs back in with the dog on top. There are also ones where there's two dogs, and they surf in with themselves.
Okay, I thought it was always the human and the dog, so sometimes it's just the dog hanging 10.
Oh, no, actually, the majority of what's happening tomorrow is just dogs by themselves on the boards. And it's divided into different sized dogs. You have the small dog heats, the mid-sized dog heats, the large dog heats, and then you get the tandem human-dog heats after that.
How long can they stay up on the board without wiping out?
Well, That's true of everyone. How long can they stay on the board? But, you know, the waves aren't like the big, giant maverick waves. So the dogs that surf are pretty good at it. Most of them are really very expert at this. So they can stay on it usually till they get to shore, and then they just kind of coast right in.
Okay, so I've seen humans surfing, obviously, and they, you know, there's a lot of balancing going on. I mean, is the dog really trying to stay upright?
Oh, you know, well, that's a good question. Different dogs have different techniques. So some dogs will stand straight up. Other dogs will be, their paws will be down low, and their hindquarters will be up in the air, sort of like a downward dog kind of position. And then the other ones will literally just lie down on the board. But, you know, the boards often are kind of soft. They're like soft boards. So the dogs can actually get a pretty good grip on the board.
You know, I have a teacup Yorkie who spends a lot of time on his back two legs upright, in an upright position. You think he could train him?
I think he has some potential. Absolutely.
Except he's a big scaredy cat, so I'm not sure. He doesn't like the water. Okay, so how do people enter? Is it too late?
I think they actually closed today at 12 o'clock, but there's a good number of dogs that are entered. So, you know, the competition actually runs from 10 to 2. The actual surfing part, registration, checking all that is about 9 o'clock. So really, they just need to come out to Lindemar Beach. There's going to bring your dog either way, because there's going to be about 15 to 20 dog vendors, dog companies up and down the beach that have all kinds of great dog products, the Dog Village. And this is to raise money for two great dog charities, Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA, and the very popular Rocket Dog Rescue. So coming out and help support these charities, bring some donations, adopt a dog. The Rocket Dog is going to be doing dog adoptions out there.
I assume they have little life vests on?
Every dog needs to have a life vest on. Well, not on the beach, but every dog that's in the water should have a life vest on.
Okay, and do they get a little treat for their work?
I think the owners definitely have treats. And there are, you know, of course, gift bags, and then there are, prizes. But I'm pretty sure that Pet Food Express is going to be there. We can guarantee there will be some treats.
I just wondered if the dog gets a treat for surfing in, because my dogs won't do anything. They won't walk out the door unless they get a treat for it. So.
I don't know. I think it's up to every owner. But I can tell you, some of these people are coming in from San Diego, Los Angeles, Santa Cruz, San Francisco, Pacifica. So we've got a pretty broad range of dog surfers coming in.
Yeah, this I want to see. All right. Thanks a lot for talking to us. Appreciate it. That's A.K. Crump. He conceived the idea. He's also the author of The Dog's Guide to Surfing. It's 1:36.